This sale season, Ritual is urging you to think about what's essential. Your daily health? Pretty essential. Making sure your products are heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and sourced through a traceable supply chain? Also essential. So this Black Friday, skip the micro trends and put your savings where they matter. Your health. With 40% off daily essentials like stress relief and Symbiotic Plus for gut support. Head to ritual.com/podcast and shop responsibly.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
Have you ever been in a situation where everything around you seemed chaotic? Where the noise of the world, whether it's from people, circumstances, or even your own thoughts, were so loud that it felt impossible to stay calm? Now imagine, in the midst of that chaos, you could master the art of silence. You could stand there composed as if nothing bothered you. What kind of power would that give you? That right there is a power not many possess yet. It's available to all of us. Today, I want to introduce you to the life-changing strength of being silent and acting as if nothing bothers you. It's a simple concept, but one that, if mastered, can transform how you navigate life's challenges, how you engage with others, and most importantly, how you maintain control over your own mind and emotions. This is about turning silence into your greatest weapon, your strongest shield. Let me tell you something, man. The power of silence is like the ultimate tool that too many folks don't even realize they're missing out on. Silence ain't about just sitting still with your mouth shut. It's about listening to yourself, calming your spirit, and getting real with what's happening inside. In this loud, fast-moving world, everybody's always talking, always moving. But see, the ones who can master silence, they're the ones who really know themselves. They're the ones who can make those smart moves in life. I'm talking about being able to shut out all the noise, the chaos, and just be for a moment. Now, why would you want to do that? Let me break it down. The world is noisy and people stay busy. We're constantly bombarded by opinions, judgments, distractions, and all the drama around us. You walk outside your door, turn on the TV, scroll through your phone, it's always something, right? But here's the thing, if you don't take the time to be silent, how are you ever going to hear your own voice? How are you ever going to listen to what you need, what you really want out of life? Silence is that space where you get to figure out who you really are without all the nonsense getting in the way. When you can embrace silence, you start to see things differently. It's like stepping away from the craziness and giving yourself the room to breathe. It's where clarity comes from. You ever notice how when you're caught up in the noise of life, everything seems 10 times more stressful? But when you get a little quiet, that's when the answers come. That's when you realize what's worth stressing over and what you can let go of. Silence, man, it's that moment where you can clear out the clutter and focus on what really matters. Let me tell you, this ain't easy for a lot of folks. People are uncomfortable with silence because it forces them to face themselves. And sometimes we don't want to deal with all that's going on inside. But here's the kicker. When you face yourself in those quiet moments, when you deal with your thoughts and emotions, you come out stronger. It's in the silence where you really find your strength. You get to strip away all the distractions and hear your inner voice, the voice that's been drowned out by everybody else's opinions. See, silence is power. When you learn to be comfortable with it, you stop reacting to every little thing around you. That's where the control comes in. It's like a muscle, you've got to exercise it. If you're always in a rush to say something, to react, to prove something, you're letting the world control you. But when you can pause, when you can stay silent and calm in the middle of the storm, that's when you really start running things. You get to decide how you want to show up in any situation because you ain't driven by the noise or the chaos. You're moving from a place of wisdom. Now, let's talk about this whole idea of acting like nothing bothers you. Listen, I'm not saying you've got to walk around like a robot pretending you don't feel anything. Nah, that ain't it. It's not about denying your feelings, it's about owning them. It's about choosing how you react to the world. See, life is always going to throw something at you. Stress at work, problems at home, arguments, disagreements. That's just part of the game. But the way you handle it, that's where your power is. Most folks let every little thing rattle them. Someone says something sideways and they're ready to pop off. But when you can act like it doesn't faze you, when you can stand tall and not let the noise get to you, that's power. Here's the deal, acting like nothing bothers you isn't about being fake or pretending. It's about staying calm in the middle of a storm. You know how to stay composed because you've spent time in silence. You've listened to yourself. You know what's worth reacting to and what ain't. Most of the time, people get caught up in the heat of the moment, saying things they regret, doing things that don't serve them. But when you create that space between what's happening and how you react, you're giving yourself a chance to make a better decision. Now, you might be thinking, but Steve, if I'm silent, doesn't that mean I'm weak? Doesn't that mean I'm letting people walk all over me? Let me tell you something, silence doesn't make you weak. It makes you wise. There's a difference between ignoring something and choosing not to give it your energy. You've got to pick your battles, man. Everything doesn't deserve a response. Everything doesn't need you to step in and fix it. Sometimes the best thing you can do is sit back and let the storm pass. When you learn to hold your peace, to stay calm and silent in the face of chaos, that's when you've really won. That's when you've gained control over your life. Let's look at it this way, acting like nothing bothers you isn't about being passive, it's about being strategic. You're not ignoring what's happening, you're just choosing to respond on your terms, not someone else's. You've got the control. You don't let your emotions take over and make decisions for you. That's what a lot of people don't get. When you act like nothing bothers you, it doesn't mean you don't care, it means you care enough about yourself not to let the world drag you down. It means you've got enough respect for yourself to protect your peace. You ever see somebody get into an argument and blow up saying things they can't take back, acting all out of character? That's because they didn't have control. They let their emotions get the best of them. But when you master the power of silence, when you learn to act like nothing bothers you, you don't fall into that trap. You stay cool, calm, collected because you know what's really important and you know that most of the noise is just that noise. And noise, man, is temporary. You don't need to react to everything. Here's something I want you to remember. Silence doesn't mean inaction. Just because you're quiet doesn't mean you ain't making moves. Sometimes the most powerful moves you can make happen in silence. When you're not talking about everything you're doing, you're working on it. You're building. You're strategizing. You're figuring things out. And when the time is right, when you've got your plan together, that's when you make your move and nobody even saw it coming. That's real power right there. Think about it this way. You ever been in a situation where someone's all loud, bragging about what they're going to do, how they're going to handle things, but when the time comes, they don't deliver. They were all talk. But the person who's quiet, the one who doesn't say much, they're often the ones doing the real work. They're focused, they're disciplined, and when they act, it speaks louder than any words ever could. That's the power of silence. So when you act like nothing bothers you, you're not being fake, you're being wise, you're taking control of your life. You're making sure that your peace, your energy, and your well-being stay intact. You don't need to react to every little thing because you know what's really worth your time. And when you've got that kind of mindset, when you can stay calm in the middle of life's storms, that's when you start winning on a whole different level. Silence is strength. Acting like nothing bothers you is power. And once you've mastered that, ain't nothing the world can throw at you that you can't handle. All right, listen up, because this is something that's going to change how you handle life. Emotional resilience, man, that's your foundation. That's the bedrock of how you deal with the ups and downs. It's the thing that lets you stand tall when life tries to knock you down. And life will try. It's always testing you, putting obstacles in your path. But emotional resilience is what makes sure you don't just survive, you thrive. Now, here's the thing about acting like nothing bothers you. It's not about pretending you don't have feelings. That ain't it at all. Emotional resilience is about having the strength to feel everything but still keep your head up. You get hit with stress, adversity, maybe even some trauma, but you don't let it break you. Instead of focusing on controlling everything around you, because trust me, you can't. You start focusing on controlling yourself. That's where your real power lies. You can't stop life from throwing you challenges, but you can always decide how you're going to respond to those challenges. And that's the difference between people who crumble and people who rise. Let's talk about how you build that resilience. It all starts with self-awareness. You have got to know yourself. I'm not talking about the person you show the world. I'm talking about the real you, the one deep down inside. What are your triggers? What sets you off? What makes you react? If you don't take the time to reflect on that, to understand where your emotions come from, you'll be reacting to everything without knowing why. It's like trying to drive a car without knowing how to steer. You'll end up crashing every time. You've got to pause and reflect on your emotional experiences. When you feel yourself getting mad, anxious, or stressed out, stop for a second and ask yourself, what's really going on here? It's not always what's in front of you that's the problem. It's often something deeper. Maybe it's a pattern of how you've reacted in the past, something you learned as a kid, or a defense mechanism that's no longer serving you. Once you understand your own emotional triggers, you can anticipate them. You can see a stressful situation coming and be ready for it. That's power, man. When you know yourself that well, nothing can catch you off guard. Now, once you've got that self-awareness down, it's time to build your coping strategies. And let me tell you, you need a whole set of tools. You can't just have one thing you do when you get stressed out. You need options. Life's challenges come in all shapes and sizes, and you need different ways to handle them. That's where mindfulness comes in. You might think mindfulness is some new age stuff, but it's simple, man. It's about being present, being aware of what's happening in the moment, instead of letting your mind run wild with worries about the past or future. One of the easiest ways to practice mindfulness is by focusing on your breathing. I know how is breathing supposed to help. But trust me on this. When you're stressed or upset, your body reacts. Your heart rate goes up, your muscles tense, and before you know it, your emotions are in control. But if you stop, take a deep breath, and calm yourself down, you're telling your brain, hey, we're not in danger, we got this. That one breath can change how you react to everything. It's like hitting the reset button. Another thing that helps is reframing your thoughts. Life is all about perspective. Two people can face the same problem, but one will see it as a disaster while the other sees it as an opportunity. That's reframing. And it's one of the most powerful tools in your emotional resilience toolbox. When something happens, you have to ask yourself, how can I look at this differently instead of thinking, this is too hard, I can't do it, flip it around. Think, this is a challenge, but I've been through hard times before and I came out stronger. I'll get through this too. It's all about taking those negative thoughts and turning them into something that serves you instead of something that holds you back. But here's the deal, coping strategies aren't just for when things go wrong. You've got to practice them when things are going right too. That's how you get strong. That's how you get resilient. You can't wait for life to knock you down before you start building your resilience. You've got to prepare yourself. That's why mindfulness breathing exercises and reframing your thoughts are so important. They become second nature, so when the real challenges hit, you're ready. Now, let's talk about something that's just as important, your mindset. A positive mindset is like the fuel for your emotional resilience. Without it, you're not going anywhere. It's about believing that no matter what life throws at you, you're going to come out on top. It's about hope, optimism, and faith in yourself. You've got to look at every setback, every failure, as an opportunity to grow. I know that sounds cliche, but it's real. When you shift your mindset from why is this happening to me, to what can I learn from this, your whole world changes. A positive mindset doesn't mean you're always happy or that you ignore your problems. That's not realistic. You're going to have bad days. You're going to face challenges that make you want to throw in the towel. But with a positive mindset, you know that even on the darkest day, there's still a light at the end of the tunnel. You don't let the setbacks define you. You keep pushing, you keep grinding, and you keep believing that better days are ahead. Now, how do you keep that positive mindset? It's all about gratitude, man. You've got to focus on what's going right in your life, even when it feels like everything's going wrong. When you're going through tough times, it's easy to get caught up in the negativity, but if you can find just one thing to be grateful for, it shifts your entire perspective. You can't be focused on what's missing and what's wrong all the time. Sometimes you have to stop and say, you know what? I'm still here. I've still got my health, my family, my friends, my talents, whatever it is. Gratitude is what keeps you grounded when life is trying to pull you apart. Now, I know some folks are probably thinking, Steve, it's easy for you to talk about positivity and resilience, but you don't know what I'm going through. And you're right. I don't know your specific situation. But here's what I do know, we've all got struggles. We've all faced things that felt impossible at the time.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But here's the thing, if you're still here, you've already overcome more than you think. You've already shown resilience. you've already faced challenges that could have taken you out, but they didn't. So don't sell yourself short. You've got more strength in you than you realize, and emotional resilience is about tapping into that strength every time life tries to throw you off course. When you act like nothing bothers you, it's not because you're pretending everything is perfect. It's because you've built up that emotional resilience, that mindset, that coping strategy that allows you to stay calm, even when things are going wrong. It's about having control over your emotions instead of letting your emotions control you. And that's the key to success in life, man. When you can keep your cool, when you can bounce back from adversity, when you can stay positive even in the face of setbacks, you're unstoppable. At the end of the day, emotional resilience is something you have to work on constantly. It's not a one-time thing. Life is going to keep testing you, keep pushing your buttons, keep throwing your curveballs. But every time you handle one of those challenges, you're building up your resilience. You're getting stronger. And the stronger you get, the less those challenges will faze you. So keep working on yourself. Keep building that self-awareness. Keep sharpening your coping strategies. Keep cultivating that positive mindset. And remember that no matter what comes your way, you've got the strength to handle it. You're built for this. Life may knock you down, but it can't knock you out, not if you've got emotional resilience on your side. All right, let's get real for a second. You ever notice how life just comes at you full speed, right? You got bills, work stress, family drama, and everything else coming at you all at once. Now, some folks get knocked down by it all, but let me tell you the folks who make it through. They got something extra in their corner. They got a solid support system. That's the first thing you need if you're trying to be emotionally resilient. You can't do this life thing alone, and you don't have to. That's a hard truth a lot of folks don't want to accept, but man, it's real. Nobody, and I mean nobody, is strong 24/7 on their own. We all need somebody to lean on. That's what a good support system is for. Your support system is the people you trust, the ones you can go to when life starts to feel too heavy. It's your family, your friends, maybe even some coworkers who've got your back. These people give you a sense of belonging, like you're not in this fight by yourself. They lift you up when you're down, encourage you when you doubt yourself, and sometimes just listen when you need to vent. And don't get it twisted, it's not just about emotional support. Sometimes they help you with the practical stuff too, like watching your kids when you've got too much on your plate or covering for you at work when life hits hard. Whatever it is, they're there. But here's the thing though, you've got to nurture those relationships. A support system doesn't just happen. You have to put in work to maintain it. Just like you can't plant a seed and expect it to grow without water, you can't expect people to always be there for you if you're not also there for them. You've got to check in on your people, make time for them, and offer support when they need it too. It's a two-way street. When you nurture those connections, you create a network that can stand the test of time. And when life throws something at you, you've got people who stand right there beside you. But sometimes, even with a great support system, you've still got to look out for you. That's where self-care comes in. Now, self-care ain't just a buzzword or something people say to make themselves feel better about taking a day off. No, self-care is serious business. If you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else, and you definitely can't handle the weight of the world when it's on your shoulders. Emotional resilience isn't just about being mentally tough. It's about making sure your body and mind are equipped to handle what life throws at you. That means eating right, getting enough sleep, exercising, and finding joy in things that fill you up instead of drain you. You ever notice how everything seems 10 times worse when you're tired? That's because your body and mind are connected. When one's out of balance, the other follows. So make sure you're taking care of the basics, good food, sleep, movement, and rest. But don't stop there. Self-care also means doing the things that make your soul feel good. Maybe it's spending time with your kids, going for a walk, reading a book, or just sitting in silence with your thoughts. Whatever it is that makes you feel alive, you need to make time for that. Now, speaking of silence, let me tell you, silence can be your best friend if you let it. We live in a noisy world, man. Everybody's got something to say. Everybody's got an opinion. And everybody's trying to be heard. But the truth is, sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is say nothing at all. Silence isn't just about keeping quiet. It's about being in control. It's about listening. And when you learn to master silence, you learn to master your emotions. Think about it. How many times have you gotten into an argument or a heated situation where you said something in the heat of the moment that you regretted later? It happens to all of us. But when you use silence as a tool, you give yourself time to think. You allow yourself space to respond instead of react. That's a big difference. When you respond, you're in control of what you say and how you say it. When you react, emotions are running the show, and that can get messy real quick. Silence also shows strength. When you can sit back and listen, really listen to someone else, you're showing them that you're not bothered, you're not rattled, you're in control. People respect that. And in conversations, especially the tough ones, silence can be the thing that helps you build trust. When you're not always jumping to talk or defend yourself, you give others the space to open up. You show them that you're not just hearing them, you're listening to them. And that creates a deeper connection. Silence can be the most powerful tool in your communication toolbox, but it takes practice. You've got to get comfortable with the quiet. Now, I know what you're thinking. Steve, what about conflict? Am I just supposed to stay silent when somebody comes at me? No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Acting like nothing bothers you isn't about ignoring your feelings or avoiding confrontation. It's about choosing how and when to express them. There's a time to speak up and a time to hold your peace. When you act like nothing bothers you, you're not suppressing your emotions. You're just deciding that you're going to deal with them on your terms, not anyone else's. When it comes to resolving conflict, you've got to stay calm. You've got to maintain your composure, because when you're calm, you can think clearly. You can address the issue without letting it spiral out of control. And here's the beauty of it. When you stay calm, you force the other person to match your energy. It's hard to stay angry at someone who's calm and collected. You de-escalate the situation just by refusing to let it get to you. Then instead of fighting, you're working together to find a solution. And isn't that what you want at the end of the day? Nobody wins in a shouting match, but everybody wins when you resolve things like grown folks. Finally, let's talk about inner strength. You've got to cultivate that inner strength, because life will test you, man. It's going to throw things at you that you never saw coming. And when that happens, you've got to rely on yourself. Sure, your support system is there. And yes, self-care is important. But at the end of the day, it's you who has to walk through the fire. When you practice silence, when you act like nothing bothers you, you're not just fooling the world, you're building yourself up from the inside out. That inner strength doesn't just help you, it helps the people around you. People look to you for guidance, for confidence, for calm. When you're calm, the people around you start to calm down. When you're strong, they start to feel strong too. You become a source of strength for others, and that's a powerful thing. Your resilience becomes contagious, and before you know it, you've created a ripple effect. Everybody around you starts handling their business with a little more grace, a little more calm, because they've seen you do it. Silence ain't just about keeping quiet. Silence, when you know how to use it, is a superpower. You know why? Because we live in a world that never shuts up. from the moment you wake up to the time you lay your head down at night. You're bombarded with noise, news, social media, text calls, work stress, family demands. It's all coming at you nonstop. And if you're not careful, that noise will drive you right into the ground. That's where silence steps in and saves the day. When you learn to embrace silence, you give your mind, your spirit, and your body a chance to heal, recharge, and come back stronger. Silence is more than just not talking, it's a sanctuary. Now, let's dig into this, especially the mental health side of it. I don't care who you are. If you're not protecting your mental health, life is going to drag you through the mud. And in today's world, we don't take care of our mental well-being the way we should. We get so caught up in the hustle and grind, always connected, always tuned in, that we don't realize what it's doing to our minds. That constant exposure to noise, it chips away at you. It builds anxiety, stress, and that overwhelmed feeling where you just want to escape but don't know how. This is where silence becomes your best friend. When you embrace silence, you create a space where all that noise fades away and you can finally hear yourself think. You get a chance to step back, look at your life, and ask yourself, what do I need right now? Silence lets you reconnect with who you really are. See, when there's all this outside chatter, it's easy to lose touch with your own voice. You end up just reacting to what's happening around you, letting other people and circumstances dictate how you feel, how you move, how you think. But when you shut all that out and embrace silence, you hear that voice inside you loud and clear. You can finally start thinking about what you want, what you need, and how you're going to get there. That's self-awareness right there. And that's powerful. Now let's talk focus. Man, in a world full of distractions, the ability to focus is rare. Everybody's jumping from one thing to another, multitasking like they're getting paid extra for it. But here's the kicker. That lack of focus is slowing you down. You want to get something done. You've got to zero in on it. Silence helps with that. When you embrace silence, you cut out all the distractions and focus on the task at hand. When nothing bothers you, you're not worried about what's going on around you or what other people are saying, you're locked in. And that's how you get ahead. That's how you accomplish your goals. It's not just about being talented or smart, it's about being focused. Silence helps you get there because it trains your mind to tune out the noise and get the job done. Now, let me hit you with another fact. Silence isn't just good for your mental health, it's good for your body too. This ain't just something I'm saying to sound good. The science backs it up. Too much noise messes with you. It raises your stress levels, spikes your blood pressure, and even messes with your brain. Ever notice how you feel worn out after being in a loud, chaotic place? That's because your body is reacting to all that noise. But when you intentionally seek out moments of silence, when you take time to step back and let the world quiet down, you're doing something incredible for your health. Silence reduces stress. It helps your heart, your mind, your body relax and reset. It's like pressing the reset button on your life. So if you're trying to stay healthy, it's not just about what you eat or how much you exercise. It's also about how much silence you allow into your life. Self-care is more than bubble baths and spa days. It's making sure you're okay on the inside too. And sometimes that means finding a quiet space to just be. No phone, no TV, no people, just you alone with your thoughts, letting your body and mind recharge. It can be meditation, taking a walk in nature, or just sitting in a room by yourself for a few minutes. But whatever it looks like for you, make sure you're making time for it. Your body will thank you. Let's shift gears for a minute and talk about patience. Because if you're going to embrace silence, you're also going to need a whole lot of patience. In this fast-paced world, we want everything right now. We don't want to wait. And we don't want to take our time. But here's the thing, patience is a virtue. Wow. When you're patient, you give things time to come together in their own way. You're not rushing, you're not pushing. And you're not getting stressed out when things don't happen immediately. Silence helps you practice patience because it forces you to slow down. When you sit in silence, you learn to be comfortable with the quiet moments, the stillness, the waiting. And that's key when you're going through the tough times. When life hits hard, sometimes all you can do is sit back, be still, and wait for things to pass. Silence helps you find that peace, that calm in the storm. It gives you the patience to understand that everything won't be fixed overnight, but in time, things will get better. Patience is the bridge between where you are and where you want to be. And silence is what helps you walk across it. And let me tell you, when you combine that patience with emotional resilience and silence, you become unstoppable. You're not reacting to every little thing that happens. You're not letting life shake you up every time something doesn't go your way. You're grounded, you're calm, you're in control. And when you can keep your cool, when you act like nothing bothers you, not only do you handle your own business better, but people start to notice. They see your strength. They see that calmness, and it inspires them. It makes them want to be like that too. You become a leader without even trying, just by the way you carry yourself. But let's bring this home with the most important takeaway. Silence is your tool for resilience. When you embrace it, when you act like nothing bothers you, you're not just faking it. You're building real strength. Life is going to test you. Oh, you better believe that. It's going to come at you from all angles, trying to knock you off your game. But when you've got silence on your side, you've got a secret weapon. You've got a way to recharge when you're tired, a way to focus when you're distracted, and a way to find peace when the world is anything but peaceful. And when you've mastered that, man, nothing can shake you. Not the noise, not the chaos, not the setbacks. You'll stand strong, composed, and resilient, ready to face whatever comes your way. That's the power of silence. So don't be afraid to embrace it. Make it a part of your daily life and watch how everything starts to change for the better. Thank you.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.